This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Whitehead is the CEO and the founder of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. He joins me on the program. How are you, sir?
Busy, as you know.
I bet you are. You got a lot going on. Now, how do you stay cool in this weather?
Stay inside.
that's the down and dirty quick answer, isn't it?
I don't get out of the office. You know, I just stay. I eat lunch at my desk because we have 30-some students here, and we got 28 speakers this summer, and it's been very, very busy.
Yeah, the summers are a really busy time for you. And before we get to the big news you have today, you want to tell us, speaking of the speakers, what do you got going on with the speakers right now?
Yeah, you know, on June 29th, Tim Longo is going to come over and talk about the Bill of Rights and policemen. John Mischka is going to be here on July 7th talking about the governmental erosion of the rights of the individual. Frank Schaefer, out of the New York Times bestselling author, is going to be here speaking on violence in the right wing on July 8th. And Dahlia Lithwick is going to be here on July 9th speaking on civil liberties. And so we have a lot of neat speakers coming up. If people want to call it 978-3888 and find out more and go to our website at rutherford.org, you can find out the good speakers. I mean, people from outside are invited in. Cal Thomas is going to be here next week speaking, the nationally syndicated columnist who's in the Daily Progress. And so there's a lot of good speakers.
There you go. Good deal. And folks, you can get more information. Rutherford.org is the website, or you can call over at 978-3888. So you released news today and a press release about some changes from the National Park Service. And this is sort of an issue that you've been dealing with for quite some time. What's going on?
Yeah, John Mischka from Rutherfordville. You know, he's here in Charlottesville a lot, but with various free speech activities. He's a VFW free speech activist, veterans of foreign wars. He goes up to the National Mall a lot, and especially the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. He is a Vietnam veteran. Hands out buddy poppies. If you know the little red poppies that symbolize the blood of shed by American service members, he hands those out and has a little pot, basically a little, it's made of plastic, like a Halloween lantern or whatever. You can throw money into it, and it helps with hospital bills with veterans. He gives money to veterans. So he does a lot of things to supplement what some the Veterans Administration doesn't do often. And he was told by the National Park Police he couldn't be out there. He was ticketed once. He came back, and they said they were going to arrest him. So we filed a First Amendment lawsuit, and now the National Park Service has just, you know, backed out of the case. They've settled and said he can have his First Amendment rights to be out there. So it's an important issue. Free speech, but it also sends a message across the country to parks and where a lot of people gather to do various free speech activities. They have to be very, very careful and respect the First Amendment.
So this is a big victory for Big John Mischka and for the Rutherford Institute, who's been working with him. But you know, and just to clarify this for folks who are just joining us and may not be familiar with this, he was never, you know, soliciting for any money. He was literally just handing out flowers.
He's handing out flowers, but he has a small pot he sets on a bench that people actually give to help veterans. But he never asks for money. And they have an ordinance up there, a law that says you cannot solicit. But we looked at the ordinance, and it's basically active solicitation. It's people who walk up to you and ask you and beg you for money. And he wasn't doing any of that, so it didn't really apply to him. And they got rather aggressive. They were going to arrest him and take him to jail, take him away. And so he came to me, and I said, we'll file a lawsuit. And it's based on the First Amendment right of free expression. That is public land up there. And, again, it really emphasizes, and this will be spread across the parks across the country will find this out and other national memorials, that they can't restrict people like John Mischka who are out there basically doing classic First Amendment stuff. It's very similar to what people do downtown, you know, Fridays after 5, where people are you know, playing the guitars or whatever, and people just drop a dollar in the guitar cases. So it's very similar to that. And that's all he was doing. You know, he has a very small bucket. But again, what he does is really neat. I mean, it's a veteran. He does raises money for the Veterans Relief Fund. It supports veterans' hospitals, and it helps pay for veterans to put the poppies together. These are people that come back from wars, and a lot of times they get a lot of complaints. They're not getting the help they need from the federal government. He tries to supplement that. So it's a really great activity.
And what's important you point out is that this is, you know, the National Park Service, this is nationwide. This isn't just, you know, up around the National Mall. this is they're issuing this statement nationwide that they cannot restrict this type of activity.
Yes, and so it just sends a message across the country to respect the First Amendment. A lot of again, it's what this always signals in the work that we do here is that there's only the only way we're going to fight and keep our freedoms in this country today, and they are under attack from virtually every venue. And there are people I work with in the civil liberties area that say the Bill of Rights is on life support. The only way we're going to protect those rights are people like John Miska. You have to go up and you have to say, I'm not going to take it. And he was going to go back and get arrested again. And so we filed the lawsuit, and now we've won the issue, and it sends a great message out there to respect the First Amendment. But again, I love the activity that he does. I think it's great. I mean, he does something that's really vital and important, and we have to protect it.
Yeah. We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. Can you give us an idea? I know that in the summertime you not only have the great speakers, you also have a number of interns. Can you give us some idea behind the scenes what some of the interns are working on this summer?
Yeah, we put them on a lot of projects. There's 31 students, about 20 law students, and 11 undergraduates. And a lot of the law students and undergraduates are from UVA, by the way. We have students working on a Fourth Amendment project dealing with how the Fourth Amendment's under attack. We have actually have students now studying on a project looking at the great dissenters of all time, like Martin Luther King and Gandhi and a few others, and how they changed society. And so we have projects just going, students work, and then we have the usual cases coming up, like the case with John Miska. If that come up this summer, students would be working on that. So we have students actually writing Supreme Court briefs, trying to do drafts of those, and we look at them. So white papers. We're looking at the new Cybersecurity Act. I'm telling people, be watching out for that, which gives basically the President of the United States, who is Obama at this time, the ability to shut down websites, cell phones, if he thinks there's a potential, in the words potential, national emergency. So we're really, really looking at that. I'm going to be writing on that. We're going to be issuing a white paper. That's pretty scary stuff, folks.
It is amazing, John. You think it's just this, most people are even aware of this situation, that freedoms are under threat perhaps as never before, or is it they're aware, but they're just too busy to really care or do anything about it?
I think the polls show that a large percentage of Americans, about 50%, think the government is a threat to their freedoms. I think people intuitively sense it. The thing that we see happening is it's happening on a daily basis. So that's what we do here. I see it all the time. And the speakers we have in the summer, most of them are addressing those issues. They see it, but it's almost become a specialty just to look out to see what the government's doing on a daily basis. And but this Cybersecurity Act, most people haven't heard of it. This is the killer. It's 240 pages long. So we have 8 students sitting around examining each word. I had a meeting with them yesterday, and they're really concerned. They say there's no guidelines. I mean, it sets up a new agency that's going to watch over all this stuff. But what it basically says is that any time the president gets ready to shut down websites, all electronics will go down. What that means is, and what the students were saying yesterday, that people that maybe want to resist or get the message out, you can't communicate anymore. So it's very, very important that guidelines be established for this kind of stuff. And the law we're looking at now is just open-ended.
Yeah. John, let me ask you.
What it does, it makes the President of the United States a dictator in a sense.
Let me ask you this. We're talking with John Whitehead. Before we have to break here for news, the thing that really makes me scratch my head that I don't get is when Bush is in power, this is the kind of stuff, liberals and progressives and people on the left were saying our freedoms are being threatened like never before. Bush is a dictator and, he's shredding the Constitution and a poor America. And yet conservatives were like, no, what are you talking about? He's a great president and he's doing the things that need to be done and he's protecting our freedoms and you're just crazy and you're misguided. Now we have a Democratic president and the dialogue has completely flipped. Now we're hearing the exact same thing, except on the opposite side. So, it makes no sense to me.
Well, here's the crack. I keep telling people, do not make human rights and freedom issues partisan. You can't look at it as a Democrat or Republican. You have to look at it as a freedom issue. And that's what I see. I saw it with Bush. I mean, when I came out against the Patriot Act in 2002, I mean, I got blasted by conservatives for being a traitor, basically. And So we're kind of seeing the same thing. We just, again, don't make freedom issues and human rights issues political. They're not partisan. You have to look at it and say, does this protect our rights? And that's it. Whoever's in power. And again, you know, if you look at Jefferson and the great patriots, they would have criticized this type of stuff. They'd been vocal about it. We have to be vocal every time our freedoms are attacked.
John Whitehead is the CEO and the founder of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org. You can call over to the office as well at 978-3888 and get complete information about their summer speaker series. There are free events open to the public, and you're not going to want to miss them. Got some great speakers coming in, including Police Chief Tim Longo and Dahlia Lithwick of Slate and Newsweek. John, congratulations on the Mishka victory. That it really is exciting news and has national implications, and it's always great to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your good work.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.